Blog Talk Radio.
You know, when I made that little blooper, that music, that theme, that start there, I was like, yeah, you know, it's cool, it's whatever. But like when I heard it now, I just got fucking jacked for football. I don't know what it is, bro. It's Jordan Barnes, or Coach Jay Barnes. Another year, another installment, Madden Living Legends. If you don't know by now, MaddenLivingLegends.com. We've been around. We're not going to go anywhere. We're only getting better. This year we're doing a little bit of a twist, right? Jay Mullins, 82, has kind of stepped into that role of commissioner, at least, you know, until after I leave for a couple months. He'll do his due diligence and he'll take care of everything. But, man, I'm excited to be back. Now, where I'm at, it's about 95 degrees. It's hot as hell. I'm hoping that the fan that's playing in that's on in the background isn't too much. Football, man, we're here. We're live. What are we, 2-3 weeks away from some preseason football in real life, and then, you know, 3 weeks, 3.5 from Madden dropping, and then you know, we're live into this preseason tournament that we're going to talk about. So without further ado, I'm going to bring in our boy, Jay Mullins, 82. I just wanted to kick off the show, okay? Let you guys know that we are live, we're active. And without further ado, Mr. Jay Mullins, are you there, sir?
Yo, yo, yo.
What's up, Mullins?
Not much, man. What's up with you?
Oh, man. Kind of getting excited now that I'm starting this radio show.
Yeah, it's right around the corner, huh?
Golly, man. I'm too pumped. What's been going on, man? What you been doing in the off season?
You know, a little bit of life. Had my first child.
Yep, congrats.
Wife's going back to school. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Bought a new house, changed jobs. A lot of stuff went on. Probably had a lot to do with me getting stressed out and how the league ended last year, but we'll leave that in the past.
Yeah, and I'm going to clear the air now. There was probably about a third of the league that texted me just kind of complaining, and it had nothing to do with you. There's just a lot of other things going on, and I just felt like I didn't want to drag this thing out anymore. The potency of the league and the potential of the league is there's a bright future, and so when I heard things weren't going the way we needed to, I was a dickhead about it. I'll admit it. I just shut the thing off and said, you know what? We'll regroup. We'll rewind this thing, and then, you know, you and I have been working well together now. I think we've kind of set up a good platform, a good plateau for these guys to enjoy, you know, what will be another great year, I think. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely hyped for what we got going, what we're building towards, you know, the structure. I just feel like in the past maybe we had too many Chiefs, not enough Indians, and we kind of cut down, trimming the fat, so to speak. And, you know, I feel like you said, I feel like we work pretty well together. We're usually on the same page, so I feel like things will run a lot smoother this year and people will notice the difference.
Just a heads up, MaddenLivingLegends.com has gotten kind of a re-up a little bit. I went to the drawing board with this thing for, I would say, about 2 weeks. I kind of, you know, made it what we're going to use this thing, I think, you know, regularly. And one feature that we're going to do this year is we're going to go into Daddy Leagues. And for those of you guys that don't know anything about it, look it up online. Great host, great service. It just kind of links to our league. But you're going to have a portal to our website on that. So just kind of dive into this. And, you know, Mullins and I, we always talk about, man, we want guys that are just fucking committed, just guys that are diehards, that treat their team like it's real life. And I feel like we got about 25 guys, and then obviously there's those, you know, 6 or 7 that we kind of worry about. But, Mullins, I mean, if you can give me like 30 seconds, I know you've done Daddy Leagues before. What you think about it, man?
I mean, I like it. It gives you a lot. a lot more interaction with the league instead of having to get, you know, on your PlayStation, go to the, you know, get on the game, go to the league and look at, you know, stats and things like that. It gives you a form other than the PlayStation to be connected to your league. You can tie it into GroupMe, so that way when scores go final in games, it will post them automatically. So that way you can keep more in tune with your league and, you know, people's, you know, records and stats. And when games finish, you'll see the final score. It's just a way to keep in tune with your league 24/7 around the clock and through, you know, multiple forms of media instead of the literal, you know, PlayStation. Every time you get on, you see 17,000 updates and you got to catch up. It gives you a whole other aspect. It's kind of an around the clock thing that we haven't really had in the past. And I feel like as advanced as we are, it's just something that's absolutely necessary for a league as ours.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, you talked about trimming the fat. You know, we've gotten rid of some things. You know, the Twitter thing is out the door, served no purpose. Facebook is kind of out the door. You know, we're kind of really just trying to condense this thing, website and GroupMe. And I think if guys can just stay tuned into those two things, play their games, we're going to be in for a great year. So, Mullins, you got a lot of stuff on tap, a lot of things that you want to talk about and just kind of go over. So I'm hoping that you wrote stuff down. I personally didn't. What's kind of the first thing you want to talk about?
Before we get into anything else, we had a big kind of rules, you know, update, rules review. I tried to send out a big text to everybody, get everybody on the same page as far as rules go. I know we're still about a month out before we start playing, but I want people to read it and actually know the rules before we play. Like, it's that thing, you know, when you get in a game and the guys are like, oh, can he do this? Can he do that? I hate seeing that when I'm in Madden leagues because I'm like, if you're truly in tune to your league, you should just know what to do. You shouldn't have to worry about, oh, am I breaking the rule? So what I'm trying to do is get these out here early enough where people can actually go through them with a fine-tooth comb. And if there's any, you know, parts of the rules that people not necessarily agree with or just don't understand, I want to be able to address those well in advance. And that's part of the reason why I wanted to update the rules video as well. I know we've kind of been recycling the last one from the last couple of Maddens, but I just want everybody to know them, know that they are on the website. You can go look at them now. You can read the actual PDF version or you can watch the video. The video kind of just touches on the highlights, on the newer parts that people might not necessarily be aware of already. But for the most part, it's all the same stuff. You know, keep it sim. We try to model after the NFL, you know, the games you watch on Sundays, and that part hasn't changed. But I want everybody that listens to this show know that the rules are slightly different and there are some new additions. The two that I really want to focus on today are ones that are going to affect us more often than not. The streaming, I think, is a big part. I tried to kind of introduce this last year with the Game of the Week. That way, at least there was one featured game. Gives people, you know, a chance to watch some of the other guys play. Serves multiple purposes. Just gives people, you know, another way to connect with the rest of the owners in the league. But also, it kind of serves as a scouting report, too. I mean, that's a big part of the game in real life. You go watch film on other teams. You see how they play. You try to formulate a strategy to play against them. I think with streaming, you know, that comes a huge part. You get to see how other people play instead of just getting into the game and being totally surprised. The other part of that is it's a checks and balances system. It keeps people in check because they know at any given moment one of us can be watching. And if they do something that's kind of iffy, in the past, you don't have to worry about it. It's your word against his. Now it's your word against the other 31 owners because everybody could be watching at any given time. And I love that aspect because you never know who's watching. So,
yeah. How many years did I go through, you know, 2 or 3 years, you know, before everybody was kind of involved with this thing? You know, I'd have a guy say, oh, so-and-so's cheesing, and they'd have to have a checkmark system. Well, we've kind of eliminated that now with PS4. So I agree with you. I think it's 100% we got to have it. So,
and because of that, that's one thing I kind of want to get out there, too, on this show. Everybody that's got one already, I need it. If you got a stream account, whether it's Twitch, Ustream, whatever the case may be, I'm eventually going to put them on the contact page with everybody's PSN and phone number where you can just look at everybody's. And then it also ties in the data leaks too. Anytime that you're streaming, it'll automatically pop up like your team logo, and you can click on it. It'll take you right to their Twitch or Ustream page. So that's another kind of cool feature.
For sure.
The other thing, as far as rules will go, something I threw out there to you actually just earlier today. I just want to touch on it, get it out there, see what people have to say about it. This franchise player thing. We haven't even got to ratings yet, player ratings. We have top five for positions, but we don't have any rosters on teams. And I already see people throwing trade demands and, throwing people on the block as soon as they know their team. So this idea came up in my head. I've done this. Well, I haven't done it personally, but in other leagues I've had them, where they have franchise players. Essentially, you choose somebody that's going to be locked into your team for, maybe 2-3 seasons. And that player's off limits. That way it kind of maintains some stability. And if somebody has to bounce or, life comes up, whatever the case may be, they get booted, that team's not totally ruined, of all its, star talent. So that's something I wanted to throw out there. It's not set in stone. Just kind of wanted to get a pulse of the league on it, see how many people like it, whatever the case may be. So that's out there in the works.
Falling back on that, Mullins, if you guys go to MaddenLivingLegends.com, if you have an iPhone, you're going to be in trouble because it doesn't support Flash because it's a Flash deal. But go on MaddenLivingLegends.com, scroll down underneath the team power, team rankings, and the player rankings. There's a little poll there that says, should we have franchise player in MLL? Just simply vote yes or no. We'll tally them up, and then that will decide it. So that was a really good one. I was happy that you brought that one to the table, so I appreciate that.
I just think it's a addition that would probably help, and it keeps people from coming in there being extremely foolish, like, oh yeah, hey, Pats, let me get Tom Brady. Let's get all that.
Yeah.
Out of the way.
Yeah.
Because that's not gonna happen, and it would never happen in real life. And if we really want to be film, we got to get that stuff out. And there's other.
I'm checking GroupMe, and I mean, the guys that are in GroupMe, chime in. I only got Tabcal saying, I unofficially vote yes. Somebody step in and let us know what you guys think, man. I got to hear this. Go ahead, Mullins.
I was going to say, and there's multiple ways I'm thinking of doing it. Like, we could put it to where you choose your own franchise player and you have to do it every 2 seasons, or we can make it mandated by us, which I kind of like, too. I know people won't like that. I don't want to be too much in control of people's teams. But there'll be times when, an owner picks his own franchise player and he's not going to pick somebody if he's already thinking about trading them. So I kind of like the idea that maybe we pick their franchise player for them just based on, age and overall and just how much of an impact they have on their team, and then they just can't trade that player for 2 seasons. So there's multiple ways we could do it. I just kind of wanted to throw it out there and let people say, what they got to say about it. We'll figure it out before the league starts. But that's really it when it comes to rules. They can go on the website.
Okay.
They can read it themselves. They can watch the video.
Yep.
I don't want to go on on about it because that's what the video is for.
What's next on the docket, my man?
This preseason tournament that we've talked about a lot. Got a lot of questions about it, so I kind of just want to air out some details. It'll come more into fruition when, we get closer to actual August 25th when the game drops. But I kind of just want to give out a little bit of the guidelines so people understand what they're looking forward to. We're going to start it that first Friday after the game drops, which is the 28th. I think that's the best possible day. It gives everybody 2 to 3 days to get the game if they don't get it on drop day. I know everybody doesn't do that. It gives everybody a couple of days to kind of feel the game out before we play this tournament. Kind of a standing tournament, single elimination. We'll do it kind of like we do our regular games. We'll give everybody 48 hours to play their games. Obviously, if you play your opponent, you move on to the next round and you have an opponent, you can go ahead and play them. You don't have to 48 hours because it's not like we're waiting to advance. But I'm not going to send people out, and move people on to the next round of the tournament before that 48-hour mark. So that's kind of the standards of it. We'll play with, regular MLL rules that we have on the rules page. I do want everybody to stream their games, which is why I want everybody to start sending me those stream accounts, because a lot of this preseason tournament is for me to watch some of these newer guys and see how they can play, you know, within our rules, see how they, if they play our style, because this is kind of the last evaluation point for some of these guys that we haven't seen play before. Because I had to do a lot of recruiting. Some of these guys, nobody knows anything about them. So before we full-fledged get into MLL games, I want to know that they can play our style and that they fit. One thing I do want to do, because a lot of people ask me if it was open teams. It will be open teams. You don't have to use the team that you're assigned in MLL, but obviously you can. But you can only use every team once. So if you choose to use the Seahawks in round one, you can't use them every round, because I don't want to see Seahawks versus Seahawks in the championship. So because of that, yeah, everybody can only use one time, one every team one time, okay? And I will keep track of it.
Okay.
That's basically it as far as what I wanted to touch on. What we talked about earlier as far as, you know, prizes, I've kind of settled on whoever wins this tournament, we will let them pick their, flat-out pick their team for the next year. So, I mean, that's what everybody kind of hinted towards when I was asking about awards. That's the first thing. You'll get the first pick. You pick who you want. And then the other thing that we were talking about earlier, I'll kind of leave that, you know, in the background until we settle it for sure. But there will be one other prize. I will tell everybody that. And it won't be game-related. It'll kind of, you know, it'll have monetary value. We'll put it that way.
Yeah, I'll just kind of piggyback, you know. A lot of you guys know I work in the apparel department, so I get hundreds and hundreds of samples in daily. I don't have a hard time letting one of these jackets go to one of you baseball owners. So, you know, maybe a jacket or a college football jersey or a hat or something just to, you know, just appreciate your service and your time. And then obviously that team is just clutch, because if you can reel in a team for next year, you don't got to worry about nothing.
Yeah. I think a lot of people like that. Even if there was no other prizes, I think, especially with the people who didn't quite get their top team, I think that might be a huge incentive.
Yes, exactly. What else is on your mind, man? What are you thinking?
You kind of touched on some of them. Daddy League, you brought up, you know, new additions to the website, the redesign, which I love, by the way. Appreciate the hard work. Always working behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I think that's your hidden talent.
Yep.
That's it, man. Really, the last thing I want to touch on, kind of use this last, you know, 12, 13 minutes or so, and if possible, maybe take a couple comments from people in the league or these teams, man. Finally, all out. Got them all out
I
there.
Know.
Everybody settled in. Know who they got. Kind of plotting and planning, you know. I kind of wanted to touch on that to wrap us up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, man. I was real skeptical on the and this is probably the only thing we butted heads on was the draft or the team pick thing. And you hit it right on the head, man. That top five list is great. I felt like everybody got the team or a team that they wanted. And then to clear up all the air about, you know, our league, yes, I did reach out to Mullins and said, I want all of the guys that are in my area to play in the same league. There's some rivalry pieces. But on top of that, there was maybe about only two or three other guys that listed any AFC East teams.
Yeah,
and
if they want an explanation, I'll flat out put it out here because I looked at it earlier. I went through all the lists and I looked at it. Only one person other than Ruben, which Ruben actually didn't even list the Pats, but he listed that he wanted to be in your division. So that basically counts.
Mm-hmm.
Only one person other than him listed the Pats. They listed him as their second team, but he got his first team, so we didn't take the Pats from him. Only four people listed the Bills. None of them listed them first. Only three people listed the Jets. One of them was DSP, and he actually had them, him and one other person had them listed in the same spot. A few people listed the Dolphins, but the only people that listed the Dolphins got a team higher on their list than the Dolphins.
Exactly.
So the way these teams played out, nobody got a team taken from them, and nobody wanted these teams over who they got. So nobody really got robbed. Yes,
yeah.
It's kind of weird how you all ended up in the same division, but that's just the way the system was built. The way the system worked out, everybody gets a team on their list, and you guys just happened to fall into place where that was possible. So people can be salty if they want. It really doesn't matter. You still got to play the games. It's a brand new game. People complain and think Ruben's got a cakewalk division. But when I get to these predictions here in a minute, I guarantee you Ruben does not win that division in season one.
Wow. Okay. All right. It's funny you brought that up, too, because I know a lot of guys have asked me. You will have the opportunity, and I'm thinking that we're going to probably do it sometime next week. You have the opportunity to trade your team. So if you can come to a mutual agreement, and everybody has to see the conversation in GroupMe, it can't be a behind-the-scenes thing. If you want to trade your team, hop into GroupMe, and then, you know, talk to so-and-so, and then if you guys can make a mutual agreement, we'll make the change. It's a real simple edit on the computer, and that's that. So one time, that's all you get, one time to trade teams, and that's it, set in stone. So hopefully we see a couple. I would like to see at least a couple.
Yeah.
A couple moves.
I feel like we might see a couple. Just because I actually listed on the list, I listed how many people didn't actually get a team on their list because I wanted people to know how well the process worked out. There was only four owners. Only four owners didn't get a team that was actually on their list. Nymph was one of them, which I hate because he's kind of a vet, but he sent his list in almost dead last. Actually, I think he was dead last. He got the very last team or the very last spot, but he ended up getting the Carolina Panthers, so I feel like he kind of lucked out there. The other three owners that didn't get a team on their list were brand new, and I did kind of take seniority into account when I was giving people their team, so that comes with, you know, being the new kid on the block. But none of them got bad teams. So.
And let's be real here. You know, when I was looking at that list, I looked at it earlier today too. I mean, there was like 8 or 9 guys that picked the Seahawks, and then there were 8 or 9 guys that had the Cowboys top one or two. I mean, there's no way we're going to be able to accommodate to everyone. But I think just looking at that list and then looking at everything that Mullins has done, I will say that Mullins has put together probably the best possible list that he could have. So if people want to bitch about it, like we say every time, just step aside. We'll let somebody else come in and take your spot. So.
And there is a waiting list, so we're not saying that as an idle threat. I have three people right now that are already waiting to get in. So if you want to complain every day that you're in the league until the 25th, we can easily put somebody in that spot.
Yes, exactly. Another thing I was thinking about today, too, I would advise you, I'm just going to go back to the rules real quick. I would advise you, get the PDF of those rules, and if you can, print them or save them on your phone, okay? Reason I say that is because if you think that anybody's doing anything, crooked or sideways, you can reference it. I know that Mullins and myself don't want to hear guys saying, well, he did this and so-and-so. Is it in the rule book? If it is, tell us what section, what page, and then we'll address it. So please, if you can, save it to your phone or print it out. I know that sounds corny. That's just maybe the line of business I'm in. I print everything out. I have to have it on hand. I would just tell you to do it yourself because it just makes sense. So let me see here. Let me check out GroupMe real quick. Not many people talking about much in GroupMe. What else is that? Oh, okay. There we are. Mullins, team previews. Well, who do you want to start with? And I guess if you do have some predictions, it'd probably be a good time to kind of get into it now. What are you thinking?
Well, I mean, I know we kind of decided we're going to alternate division or alternate conferences. And in the interest of fairness, so you don't have to do yourself, I'll do the NFC and or I'll do the AFC and you can take the NFC.
Okay.
And I don't know, man. I guess we could always start with the most controversial team, which seems to be the Seahawks. but
yeah,
in all honesty, it really doesn't matter. I'll kind of just jump around, try to be, you know, almost like I did the team reveals, you know, by division. I'll kind of jump around and give everybody, you know, something to read, a taste of, you know, something to look forward to. As far as these predictions, these previews go, a big part of the process when I was deciding teams was also to make every division competitive.
Okay.
people will argue that your all's division is not that competitive, but they'll know
the difference.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. We suck, but there's some internal rivalry there, so it's competitive to us.
Right. But in the AFC, I would be remiss if I didn't take myself in the AFC West. Mac's a good player. I'll give him his credit. We played once last year. I think it was like a 35-31 game. He edged me out just by like three or four points. But I'm gonna take myself, obviously.
Okay.
In the AFC South, I like the Titans. And the AFC North, I like the Bengals, Trizzle. And in the AFC East, I'm picking DSP to win the division first year. That team is stacked on defense.
Okay.
DSP can just score 17 points or so and kind of take care of the ball. The team's going to surprise some people.
Okay.
And I'll even go as far as pick the wild cards, because Mac's going to win one of them. And just because he's got the Super Bowl champs and a nasty offense, I'll give Ruben a wild card at like 10-6.
Okay, I'm gonna piggyback AFC on you. I don't know DP Trizzle. I mean, personally, I don't know any of those guys. But I think that I'm gonna go with Trizzle on the Browns. I'm gonna go with the Titans. Phenom on the Titans. I'm gonna go with Ruben. Nothing against my boy DSP. I'm gonna go visit his house right now. He's probably gonna murk me for it. And no offense to you, Mullins. I think I'm gonna go with Mac. I think that you'll get the wild card. And call me crazy, and that's fine if you do. I think Chucky Slim may get a chance.
No, he's
just
got
because
a hell of
he has
team.
Andrew Luck
a
and he's got his team.
Stack. Yeah. I mean, that coaching is stacked. I went back and forth between him and the Titans. I only think one team comes out of that division, but I really thought hard about that one. But I kind of wanted to mix in some surprises there. So
NFC, I'll kick this one off because we only got a little bit of time. I'm going to go Wilford Kill. I'm going to go Ilterno, which is, for those of you that don't know, is Doomsday. Vader's Fist will win with the Cowboys, and I think Throde. I think Get It will get a wild card spot, and I think Centaur will probably get a wild card spot as well. So who do you got?
Our list is almost essentially the same. I got Get It winning the division though with the Niners, and I got Throde in the first wild card spot. I got Doom, aka Ill Turner, winning in the NFC South. Vader with the Cowboys. But the NFC North, I know you didn't really get to play him, so you probably don't know much about him. He came in towards the end. Vader's little brother, Dez, a.k.a. D-Money, he's got the Packers. The dude is good, man. I played him in a couple leagues last year. Towards the end, Vader brought him in. I kept putting him in every league I'm in because the dude's got skills. Like, he usually ended up in my division, which was kind of a dumb thing for me to do because I basically just created competition for myself. But the dude is good. He's got stick skills.
Okay.
I think he's going to surprise some people because not a lot of people know him. He's going to fly under the radar. Plus, he's got the Packers, who should have been in the Super Bowl last year. So,
yeah, and that's true. We only have about a minute left here on the show. We're going to try and pick up more of these shows just to keep you guys involved in the loop. I think we may have one more, maybe a couple more before season kickoff. We'll talk more in depth about, rosters, and then we'll start talking previews. We'll start the previews tomorrow morning. I will start with the Seahawks. I think that'll be a good one. I'll start with the Seahawks. Go to MaddenLivingLegends.com. You'll be able to see all of these basically all the time because we have our live blog. So, Mullins, you got anything left to say? You got 30 seconds.
I just want to say, first of all, thank you to you. Kind of, rolling me into this position and, helping me out, kind of mentoring me into this spot. And, like I said, all your work behind the scenes is a blessing in disguise. There's a lot of stuff to juggle in this league, and it's impossible to do alone, and it's really hard to do with help. And just thanks to all the owners for coming back, all the faithful MLL guys, you know, you guys are what make this possible. So,
all right, man, we're out. Later.